News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Of people believe that female sports coaches, more female sports coaches, would actually encourage more young women to participate in sport. And that's according to a survey that's been carried out by Liberty Insurance ahead of the launch of their Women in Sport, the Coaching Effect Symposium that's taking place later today. So to discuss women in coaching, we're joined by Tracy Neville, who of course is head coach of the English national netball team. Tracy, thanks a million for joining us in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Welcome over. Just first of all, from your own kind of perspective, your own point of view, was it difficult to get involved in coaching when your own sporting career, your own netball career had ended?
I think it was. I think what you have is a real barrier to being able to coach. I think there's not much money in female coaching. So through my career, obviously I was working and playing. I wasn't fortunate to be a professional netballer. So obviously having coming out of a maths degree and a sports science degree, there were other job opportunities that I wanted to get into that actually had an higher earning income, which we were able to support my lifestyle as well. And I think now with the minority sport that we are in netball, where we don't have the male equivalent, the support structure wasn't there. We didn't have a coach mentor who was trying to drive coaching from the elite level. And I think the positive of being in my sport was because we are an only female sport, I think it gave us an advantage in respect that we were, through our career, we were always put in front of ambassadors and people that were icons to us, people who, you know, taught us respect. You know, my under 14 coach Kath Edwards taught me respect, taught me, you know, what to wear to turn up on time, how to schedule my training. So in a way, we sort of guided in that direction.
It's interesting though, because there's few female coaches in men's sport, but obviously more so, if, you know, vice versa, and the flip side of that, and even the English women's football team coached by your own brother Phil. Why are women not getting involved?
I think, like I say, from my point of view, I think in there is some financial barriers. There's also, you know, the role models that we adhere to be. You know, you look at our sport, I was brought up with coaches, you know, female coaches, and, you know, there's very minority of male sport, male coaches within our sport. And what we're doing is we're facing the fact that when we want to move on our careers, we don't know how to. Mm. You know, who's supporting us being able to do that? Where's the support around the system to be able to direct us through our playing career, to do our coaching badges, to be able to go out there and put back into our sport and have role models to be able to support us to do that? And I think that's a real difficult barrier.
It's interesting though, because even here, like in Ireland, we've made huge inroads in terms of increasing female participation in sport in more recent years, but it's just not making, that's, it's not been matched basically at the coaching level.
Yeah, and I think the other difficult thing is that you know, it's the qualifications around it, the experience, and giving them opportunities to be able to coach in these environments. I think one of the most difficult thing and barriers I had was the perception of going into that environment and failing. So I lacked a little bit of confidence, I lacked a little bit of self-belief, because there was no one there to actually guide me through that particular process. And, you know, nobody wants to put themselves in a job where they particularly fail. And I think, you know, women are more about empowerment, confidence, belief. They work on probably a different mindset. And, you know, if they go into a male-oriented environment and then having to coach, you know, that can be quite intimidating. I think there needs to be more support around, you know, where we're starting to filter women in. However, I do believe as well that you employ the person, the one that's better for the job. I think we should come away from gender, but I do think there should be a support structure in actually guiding them through that.
So your own netball team and success with the team as well, you know, has provided those kind of role models for many women too, in many cases. Is that a good kind of a enticement or a good driver to attract more women, do you think?
Oh, like after the Commonwealth Games victory, I think one of the stats that come out was we had something like 130,000 people in 2 months get back involved in the sport, sign up and be a member of England Netball. The one stat that we didn't have was how much of the influence did I have in getting people back into sporting coaching. Now, I did have some great success stories of people who said decided to volunteer, become a manager, you know, even though they couldn't play, they could come back in. But I didn't really hear many success stories about I went back to coaching, because I feel that they think it's a skill trade that they probably lack a little bit of confidence in and probably need a bit of guidance. And you think about how you get into coaching, a lot of it sometimes is by accident. Like if you look, you know, you take on, my mum got into coaching by taking on my netball team because someone, you know, moved away. And them are the stories that we need to hear a lot more of, but we need to probably have more guided. Why do they have to accidentally have to come into coaching?
And lots of responsibility obviously goes along with it too, and the pressure and media
and time.
All of that. It's on time most of all. Listen, Drissy, thanks a million for joining us today. Really interesting, and obviously there's going to be more details about this particular survey and tips for people too that's taking place at the Women in Sport, the Coaching Effect Symposium, following on from that Liberty Insurance research. And my thanks to Tracy Neville, of course, head coach of the English national netball team, for joining us in studio today.